Have you found yourself with brain fog lately? Maybe, I don't know, struggled to recall a name or maybe just a simple noun? Then you're going to want to watch this episode.
The following is the audio version of a video released at peakprosperity.com. Visit peakprosperity.com to watch the video and to find other insightful content such as articles, discussion forums, and exclusive subscriber-only content.
Hello, everyone. I'm Dr. Chris Martinson of Peak Prosperity here with another Friday Scouting Report. Look, I have a confession. A few times recently, my brain has reached out for like just a noun, a name, a routine task, right? That my brain has always handled easily. But suddenly, I found myself struggling with this. I mean, not just struggled, but failed. And each time, it's a disorienting experience. Now, this isn't supposed to be happening to me. Right? That's not how my brain works. And it comes always for me with a little mixture of panic and fear, right? An alarm as my brain is searching for a name it just can't recall. That's struggling. My brain circuitry, why can't I do this, right? So I just think to myself, why can't I recall his name? I mean, it should be right here, right here. I got his face. I remember his associations. I remember the paper he wrote, something. It's just gone. And then it comes back and relief floods in. I try to laugh it off, you know, or a simple noun, maybe just missing in action, right? Oh, what's that thing called? It's not a chicken barrier. It's a fence. It's called a fence, right? And I've been quietly harboring concerns, but then I talked with some people close to me who've also been experiencing the same phenomenon. So I'm putting this out there in case it's a thing. Maybe you've experienced it too. Now, when you run into something like this, the first order of business, describe the problem. Second, well, you run what medicine calls a differential diagnosis, sort through the possible causes, rank them, and then lastly, the program of recovery and repair. So that's what we're going to talk about today. Have you been having any trouble recalling names? If so, what has that been like for you? Now, first up, we have a lot of data and some clues out here. We know this comes to us from 2021 in Psychology Today. They said a recent article in CNS Spectrums reports how researchers at the University of Edinburgh, Scotland, found that more than one in three adults in a group of 124, not that many, but okay, with an average age of 27, thought their memory had got worse over the previous 5 years. And in fact, a lot of people were reporting this post-COVID, and we're going to talk about that and why that is. As well, over half were afraid of developing dementia. Now, this doesn't have to just be a COVID story, right? A lot of things have changed at light speed over the past 5 years. We've got COVID, of course, but we also have technology and AI and social media, and we're going to have to talk about all that, too. A proper differential diagnosis will consider all possible reasons for this. Carrying on with this quote, memory lapses over such things as where they'd put their keys or their phone, why they'd gone into a particular room or what was on their shopping list were just as frequent among those in their 20s as those in their 50s. End quote. This is not normal. We shouldn't normalize it. So if this has been happening to you, it's a thing. Whether you're 50, whether you're 60, 70, or 20, it's a thing. So why is that? So let's define this to begin with. I'm calling this brain fog, or a lot of people are calling it brain fog. I like brain fog is the best descriptive term for this. First, brain fog just means you have difficulty concentrating. You struggle to focus on tasks or maintain attention, right? Certainly, we could understand how our phones are hyper-connected, hyper-fast technology platform and instant gratification ways. Click the button, big brown truck of happiness rolls up, scroll through the YouTube shorts, doom scrolled X, whatever those things are. For whatever reason, a lot of people are finding it difficult, more difficult to focus on tasks and maintain attention. Forgetfulness is part of this, right? You have trouble remembering recent events or maybe important information. Maybe you forgot a birthday, something like that. Mental fatigue, just feeling exhausted, drained, even after adequate rest, right? Brain fog could also be accompanied by confusion, just feeling disoriented or unsure of your surroundings or current situation. I think we've been seeing this on the roadways, right? More accidents, auto insurance rates going up. There's a lot more of these fender bender sort of accidents of distraction, as it were, which is coupled to this idea of slowed thinking. So experiencing a slower processing speed even when trying to think hard, solve problems. It just takes effort now. It used to be effortless. Now it's like, oh, one plus one is, you know, just takes more energy. And then finally, trouble finding words, which is what sort of clued me into this particular line of thinking. So having difficulty retrieving the right words, even when speaking. I find myself having some of these symptoms, having to work a little harder. Now, what are the possible causes? Okay, let's go through them. Well, it could be stress, as we see in that upper left corner there, just stress alone. We know stress really does scramble things. What's stressful? I don't know. World War III, practically stumbling into that. We've got the huge stress of a country divided here in the United States. Obvious stresses all over the world. We've got, you know, economic stresses that are pretty strong, things like that. Long COVID down there in the lower left does come with the brain fog. That is a symptom of long COVID. All of these things are symptoms of long COVID, but as well could be the thing in the middle there. And the COVID, that thing right there, I'm just going to back off on saying the word because I still get, they don't give me strikes out here in public, but they do limit my reach a lot when I even dare to talk about that thing right there. But it's now part of our scientific record. We should be able to talk about things that are scientific without running afoul of the hall monitors in this whole story, but it's true, neurological complications following that thing right there. But then as well, I think we might want to look at social media overload. All of these things are possible causes, okay? And to begin to think about, all right, which of these are most important? How do I go about addressing this? One of my favorite things is to turn to imahealth.org. That's formerly the FLCCC Alliance. IMA stands for Independent Medical Alliance. And they put out this awesome brain health guide to treating cognitive impairment. And this is prepared by Dr. Suzanne Gazda, founder of the Neurology Institute of San Antonio. And so there's the link for it down there at imahealth.org. It's a really good thing. Now in there, she has this piece, which is cognitive loss. If your cognition is being attacked, if you're experiencing cognitive loss, it's very wide spectrum, almost a full spectrum attack. There are things out there now specifically designed to impair your cognition. And that's what we're going to go into in part two of this report. We have to go into this more deeply because it's a little bit organic, a little bit of a own goal in this story, because we created a coronavirus that causes a lot of neurological symptoms and intentionally or accidentally, one way or the other, created it and it got unleashed on the world. And now people are suffering with that. I had COVID twice, never had a COVID vaccine, and I'm experiencing things like tinnitus and other things that I suspect came from, well, the bioweapon, you know, my first time with one. So at any rate, look at this cognitive loss. It leads to attention problems, your executive function, that's your decision-making, gets reduced. You have this brain fog, which has all those sorts of issues. You got memory issues, your processing speed is down, your language skills go down, your constructural apraxia, that's your ability to form 3D images by drawing or construction, dexterity, mood changes. Who among us doesn't think that we know people who sort of fit several of these bubbles, the mood changes, executive functioning, all of that? It's almost impossible these days to have what I would consider to be an adult conversation without running afoul of a couple of these bubbles down here. But maybe that's just me. So in this guide to brain health at IMA.org, a lot of areas to look into, right? So what's the prevalence? What's the severity? Looking at dietary changes, intermittent fasting, optimizing gut healing, exercise, outdoor activities, lots of areas to look into, sleep, hearing loss, getting lots of early morning light, stress reduction, social connections, tons of places where you might go, this might be an area where if I'm deficient in one of these areas, I might want to bolster that because that can really help my brain health. And they have a whole list of supplements down. I mean, that's a lot of supplements to consider right there. Now, I'm taking a few. I'm trying some of these supplements right here. Just started this program myself to see what I can do. We have some people at Peak Prosperity. Oh, God bless them. They just dive into this. They get all of the data. They run personal experiments to figure out how it's working on them. They share their case results on that. They share their data. So we are chewing on this pretty hard over at Peak Prosperity because there's nothing more important than having your brain up and running. By the way, let me endeavor very quickly. Lumbrokinase down there is one of the three peptidases, right? So you got serapeptase, natokinase. These things are all things that break down peptides. They break proteins down. And lumbrokinase is important because it breaks down fibrin. And sometimes people who've had long COVID and or COVID vaccinations, they have inappropriate levels of clotting, microclotting. Those clots go up into the brain. They cause little tiny occlusions. Your brain is now starved for oxygen and nutrients. And next thing you know, you have brain fog. So one of the ways to break that down, break those little tiny pieces of protein down, is with taking one of these things like natokinase, serrapeptase, or lumbrokinase. Warning, right? Please, this is what they tell you in the IMA thing journal. They have a whole thing all about lumbrokinase as a special tools and guides. It's a separate one. There's the link all the way down there at the bottom. And they say, let me just point this out, because none of this is medical advice. These are just supplements over the counter. But still, even with that, it's generally not recommended for individuals with bleeding disorders, active bleeding, or those taking blood thinning medications. It's important to discuss its use with a healthcare professional, like your doctor, if you have any pre-existing conditions or taking other medications. So I just want to put that usual, very ordinary warning out there. Now, I mentioned a lot that we do this at Peak Prosperity. I do have a membership program there. People subscribe, they join. Subscription is worth every penny, according to 356. We have all kinds of content over there for premium content that is for my subscribers, for our subscribers. We have a whole group and tribe of people over there. And routinely, Beverly saying, Chris, thank you so much for explaining these complicated issues in such an easy to understand way. You have a real talent for it. So I will talk about everything from COVID, science, finance, you name it. This is my specialty. I talk about complex things in a way that people can understand. Now, why lumbrokinase? Well, now this is from a preprint in BioArchive. That's how you pronounce this little piece up here, R. That's the Greek letter chi. So archive. Clever. SARS-CoV-2 spike protein accumulation in the skull meninges. That's the thing around your, in between your skull bone and your brain. The skull meninges brain acts as potential implications for long-term neurological complications in post-COVID-19. Now, COVID-19 is one way you could get spike protein. There's another way you can get spike protein. That's right. There are certain vaccines that specifically generate the spike protein, and in some cases, that spike protein production is not turned off in some people, so they end up with a lot of the spike protein, and then, according to this preprint here, you can end up with long-term neurological complications. Now, this is pretty astonishing. They said here, quote, our results revealed the accumulation of the spike protein in the skull marrow, the brain meninges, and even the brain parenchyma, brain itself. The injection of the spike protein alone caused cell death in the brain, highlighting a direct effect on brain tissue. Spike protein alone, it is a cytotoxic spike. This is a toxic substance. Of course, it was bioengineered. And guess what, humans, maybe we shouldn't do that anymore. But that's what happened. And so it's actually a toxic substance. Some proteins are toxic. Guess what? When you get snake venom, you invariably are getting usually a combination of very toxic proteins. That's what they are. Like, they got a lot of enzymes in there that are proteins. So proteins can be toxic. Absolutely, 100%. And it turns out the spike protein is one of those. They say, carrying on in green, quote, furthermore, we observed the presence of spike protein in the skull of deceased long after COVID-19 infection, suggesting the spike's persistence may contribute to long-term neurological symptoms. So there are people, they had COVID, at least symptomatic COVID, so they're aware of it, and then hadn't had COVID in a long time, but still they found the spike protein in there. It's still there. So whether you got it from natural or it was an injected form, if you have spike protein circulating in there, this paper says, well, may contribute to long-term neurological symptoms. Now, what could those be? Aha. You know, that would be things like brain fog. As well, in the New England Journal of Medicine, this is an editorial. This is by Ziad Ali and Clifford Rosen. Okay, now this is in February of 2024, NEJM. This is a editorial, so that they're wrapping in this very well-researched paper. They have all these articles that they've sort of synthesized into this. They say here, quote, modest cognitive decline occurred with the original virus, so that's original SARS, and with each viral variant, including up to B11529, which is one of the latest versions of Omicron at that time. As compared with uninfected patients' control, cognitive deficit commensurate with a 3-point loss in IQ was evident even in participants who had had mild COVID-19 with resolved symptoms. Ouch. 3 points. 3 points. That's pretty significant. Losing 3 IQ points because you had COVID once? Not cool. Everybody who was involved in that bioweapon program editorially on my side needs to go to jail. Somebody needs to go to jail. Or worse. Carrying on, participants with unresolved persistent symptoms had the equivalent of a 6-point IQ loss. And those who had been admitted to the intensive care unit had the equivalent of a 9-point loss in IQ. So the more COVID you have, the more IQ points you lost, and the worse you had COVID, the more severely you had it, the more you lost IQ points. Ouch. Of importance, they carry on here. They say these deficits were associated with many of the other symptoms that have been reported by persons with long COVID. The greatest deficits in cognitive function were associated with the original strain of the virus before December 1st, 2020, and the early B.1.1.7 alpha variant from December 1st, 2020 to April 30th, 2021. So, guess what? Viruses come out of the gate pretty hot when they are first manufactured and released. They have all of their weaponry, but over time, they become less virulent. They become less deadly. That's just the nature of viruses. It's because of how the evolution works with a host over time. They did say here, though, carrying on, quote, memory, reasoning, and executive functioning, such as planning, tasks were the most sensitive indicators of impaired function, and scores on these tasks tended to correlate with brain fog. Now, they say vaccinations provided a small cognitive advantage. However, they also said reinfection contributed an additional loss of nearly 2 IQ points as compared to no reinfection. And the reason that those two statements stand in contrast to each other is because people who are more vaccinated, now we know, tend to get COVID more often. So I wonder what this all this plays out. Does the vaccination still provide a small cognitive advantage if it also gives you more chances of reinfection? I'm not sure how that all got parsed out. Science, good science, would take a look at that and look at it more carefully. So if you're experiencing, you know, these things, this possible COVID, we're going down our differential list. We're saying, what could it be? Okay, we could be stressed. We all understand the stressors today. It could be that, you know, we have some sort of a metabolic dysfunction or some loss of, I don't know, some supplements we ought to be taking. Maybe it's COVID. Maybe we have this microclotting thing. It could be a lot of different things. But the one thing that I'm most concerned about it being because of the astonishing degree to which this has sort of blossomed in just the past year, I would say, but really coming on steroids the last few months, is because of this. Social media overload now juiced on steroids by AI. This, I believe, once we look at it and look at it carefully, and that's what we're going to be doing now in part two for my subscribers, we're going to look at this whole thing. It's over, folks. AI is the game. You have about 2 years max to get ready. Whatever position you're in a couple of years is kind of where you're going to be. But in the meantime, please just understand if you find yourself unnecessarily confused, angry, distraught, despondent, any emotion you want that's not positive, please consider you might need to do a little bit of a social media detox. And that's what I've been doing for myself as well. Understanding now that these AI bots are specifically engineered to go out and farm engagement, even if that's as benign as I can put it. They want engagement. They have an algorithm that's like, gosh, how can I get Chris to spend more time here? And then the next thing you know, my feed is full of things that ultimately have nothing to do with my life, but very engaging, right? I can't believe that policeman shot that. What a nutty thing to say on a first date. Like, there's all these things that sort of come at me on a daily basis when I'm just trying to find out what's going on in the world, right? So it's getting harder and harder, and your experience on AI is going to be different from mine. And AI is shot through with bots now. Most of these people causing that poor gentleman all his vexations, very few of them are real anymore. Just that's the nature of the game. So at any rate, though, this has now jumped the shark. We are really over the waterfall at this point in time. Whatever your favorite metaphor is, it's over. And we're going to have to talk about this in particular. We're going to go into this topic in detail. Very important. So for everybody who wants to learn about these things, please come by peakprosperity.com. Thank you otherwise for listening here. If you have brain fog, know you're not alone. There are things you can do about it. And I would strongly encourage you to begin trying to do some of those things. And if you want to have a more rigorous conversation around that and share your experiences and talk with people, come to peakprosperity.com, become a member, and we would be glad to have a conversation with you. We means everybody who's over there on our forums. With that, thanks very much for listening. We'll see you next time. Have a great weekend if you're watching this on the weekend. Otherwise, have a great week. Bye for now.